Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life.
안녕하세요, The Late Show on CFM. Hey, it's TB here. Now, a good breakfast makes you a long way. They say breakfast for champions, right? So for a healthy and great breakfast, you should try the scrambled oats without eggs. First, mix a cup of oat with a cup of yogurt, a banana, a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a teaspoon of coconut oil. So use vegetable oil if you don't have coconut oil. Mix everything together and just pan fry it until slightly golden brown and serve. So you can actually just scramble them up, or you can make it into like kind of like a pie or like a whole piece of omelette thing like that. It's just an oat omelette, right? Now you can even make this into a cereal thing where you pour milk onto it, mix it all together and eat it like that. It's a really, really simple recipe, healthy and nutritious as well. I definitely want to try this in one of the mornings, provided you can, if I can wake up very, very early to prepare this. CFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Well, nice show, CFM here, and you're back with me, TP, on The Food Show. So one recipe that's gone famous on internet is the mooncake ramen. Okay, now this is not a good thing. It's an abomination recipe. Not sure if you should try it, but the recipe is very straightforward. Cook your soup ramen. It has to be a soup ramen as usual. And at the end, before you start eating, you gotta add some mooncake into the soup. Yes, you can chop it into tiny slices or huge chunks or square. I don't know, just add it into your ramen and you have your mooncake ramen soup. So instead of adding meat or veggies, you eat mooncake with the ramen. I know, you can have ramen and then have mooncakes. I don't know, man, but you have them separately. Having these two together just doesn't seem like a good idea, though. Okay, so here's the thing. If I were to ask to try this, right, I would. I mean, it wouldn't be too bad. But if you ask me to try century egg, oh no. Not in a million years. CFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Hey, what's up? Nice show on CFM here, and it's your boy CP here. Having the usual instant curry noodle might be too normal and boring for you, right? Well, why not make it a little better by using creamy mushroom soup? So cook your instant noodle as usual, and then add in your seasoning packets, you know, the usual dish, how you want. You want the seasoning before or after, up to you. And then add in 2 tablespoons of the creamy mushroom soup. Any brand is good. Add 2 tablespoons of it, give it a good mix, and you can also add in some chili paste if you want it to make it a little bit more spicier. If you're good enough with the spice, you don't have to add that. Finally, garnish with some cilantro, and your creamy mushroom curry instant noodle is done. I think this is for one of the most comfortable or like comfort food that you can have on rainy day. Late at night, you know, some hot soupy creamy stuff. Ooh, this is gonna be so good. From the looks of the video, I am definitely hands down gonna try this for sure. Like this week, like on a weekend morning, because that's when I can wake up for early lunch on CFM.